Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The third baseman, Lauren Babe. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Bishop. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Charlie Bishop. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doby. The throw from Murray and he is safe. Doby steals second. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake takes first base on ball four. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend strikes out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glynn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Murray for a passed ball. Smith moves to second. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Smith trying to get to home. McGee throws the ball into Murray who tags Smith who's trying to score from second, for the out. Glenn moves to second. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Glenn moves to third. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Westlake. Philly reaches second base with a double. DeMaestri moves to third. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-1 in the game. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Strickland reaches second base with a double. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. Zernial strikes out. 1 out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Glenn reaches second base with a double. Smith moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith scores. Glenn moves to third. 2 outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Westlake takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a pop-up towards third. Babe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 2 in the game. Friend hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller bunts towards the mound. Bishop fields it and throws to first for the out. Friend moves to second. 2 outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Friend scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Murray and he is safe. Smith steals second. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Joe Coleman now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-2 in the game. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Babe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rosen moves to third. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-3 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and has Rosen trapped. Coleman throws to third, and Babe tags Rosen for the out. Ginsburg moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ginsburg moves to third. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGee moves to second. Carmen Morrow pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields it and throws to second for the out. McGee moves to third. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Maury Martin now pitching. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Glenn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Westlake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0 for 3 in the game. Babe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Westlake. Babe reaches second base with a double. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.